The European Union is calling for a formal investigation into Myanmar's violent crackdown on student protesters this week. More than 100 students were apparently beaten by the police before they were arrested on Tuesday. Many of their families say they haven't been heard from since. The violence has sparked international alarm, with the United States, the EU and Britain raising concerns over the use of force to break up student rallies. It's also raised fears of a return to Myanmar to junta-era repression. Mark Farminer is the director of the rights group Burma Campaign UK. He joins us from London now. Mark, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you.
Mark, can you just briefly describe for us what happened at the student protest on Tuesday in the town of Letparan?
Well, the police had tried to stop the students from marching, and there had been a standoff for a week where the students were staying in a monastery. When it became clear that they weren't going to be allowed to march and that the government wasn't willing to negotiate, they tried to march anyway. And that's when it began with some clashes with police, but the police responded very quickly with extreme brutality. They began attacking and beating the students, throwing things at them. And we had reports of even the police, even when students who had been injured were being carried into ambulances, the police were still following and beating them with their batons.
So the students, as I understand it, had been protesting since November. Momentum had been building. Why did it suddenly turn on Tuesday, do you know?
Well, the government has been becoming more and more concerned by their protest. It's still not a government that can tolerate dissent very well. We've seen in the past year the number of political prisoners go up from around 30 to heading towards 200 now. So it's part of a pattern we're seeing where when people are protesting, when they are dissenting, the government runs out of patience and it cracks down.
Why? What are the students protesting for? What do they want?
But there's a new education reform law that the government introduced without any proper consultation with students or other key sort of teaching bodies, which is part of a pattern we're seeing with this reform process, is very much top down. So when the students objected to some of the things in this law, which actually increased government control over the universities and what could and couldn't be taught in certain ways. It meant that there were restrictions on whether they can form student unions and how they can do that, and also restrictions on the teaching in ethnic languages in Burma, because it's a very ethnically diverse country, but the central government has traditionally tried to repress those different ethnic groups. So there was a range of problems with this bill that the students were protesting against.
But things they're protesting for that were in a place like where you live and I live, certainly pretty ordinary kind of demands.
Yeah, I mean, this is nothing that should have been seen by the government as threatening, and it's indicative of how, you know, they're unwilling to tolerate any kind of disagreement with what they see as their agenda. We've seen this with a whole range of different issues in the past year, where the Burmese government is becoming less and less accepting of any criticism, and this reform process that began in 2011 definitely going into reverse now.
Yeah, it's surprising, I think, for many of us to hear this, and disappointing perhaps. Myanmar, as you say, slowly moving towards democracy since that quasi-civilian government took power in 2011. After 49 years of military rule, we thought things were opening up, governments have been moving in, sanctions have been lifted. Does this crackdown suggest a move back into the kind of repression that Myanmar endured under military rule, or something still much less than that?
Exactly, and I think one of the things we've seen is once the sanctions were lifted, once the aid was flowing and the trade was going in, that's when the reform process first stalled and then started to go into reverse. So there's a clear connection there. Where the government, its motivation for reform seemed to be not about genuine democracy, but much more about getting international acceptance and aid and trade flowing. Once it achieved that goal, it didn't have the same incentive to continue with the reform process. So people in Burma believe that the international community moved much too fast in relaxing pressure and investing and providing aid and support to the government.
We're speaking with Mark Farminer, the director of the rights group Burma Campaign UK. Mark, I'm not sure if it was you I spoke to at the time or someone back when Aung San Suu Kyi was urging countries to I think, lift sanctions and give some support to the government at the time. Cautiously, though those words might have been couched, I think that was the sign that governments, other governments were waiting for. That was too preemptive, in your view. And where does the National League for Democracy, the opposition led by Aung San Suu Kyi, stand now on this?
Well, the National League for Democracy has condemned the violence, and they have called for an investigation. But what we have seen in recent years is a real sort of, there is more political space, and there are a lot of different opinions within Burma about the way forward, and how to promote democracy and human rights. And there is a growing consensus and disappointment, and privately from the National League for Democracy as well, that this reform process has stalled, that the international community are being far too positive about the process and have not been cautious enough. And Aung San Suu Kyi herself said last year before President Obama visited that, you know, for 2 years now this process has stalled.
Right. The European Union is calling for an investigation into the violence against the students. The irony is that the EU has been training the Myanmar police in crowd management. So obviously something's gone wrong.
Yes, this is another one of the kind of programs where the European Union and other members of the international community have been treating Burma as if the transition to democracy has already happened, and now what they need is technical support to develop and modernize the country. And so the danger was always that they're helping to modernize and equip a police force, which obviously that does need to happen, but at the same time it's under the control of an authoritarian regime and can just as easily be used against peaceful protesters, and that's what we saw happened yesterday.
Well, Myanmar is heading to the polls later this year. Perhaps we can check in with you before then, Mark, to see how things are looking. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mark Farmaner is the director of the rights group Burma Campaign UK. It's 6:25 on Breakfast.